Bernard Dwight.
Councillor Nitoni, Pinyak Pisa, Naga, Nunakanyin Yu, Uba Wendell Booth. Ikayoktopluni. Amin inyuglaklunga pingichunga aglan, sibunnekto tuko, ilisimaruksorut, inyuksaktoktot. Tatna pinyayakupta, tatna pinyayaktugut, naga ka, councillor Kenyanin yuvanga, uba tamna, apeksuti gigiga.
Councillor Nick. Elders councillor Lennon, piyuktar yanglungnakto. Kautrilianin tan.
May I speak? If there's another tag, they could take me up and have them.
That's okay, we're going to hold again.
I'm trying to give it to the other person.
Dwight Donald, Chairman Changova.
Aye.
Chairman Changova.
Yeah, Chairman Changova.
Dabro masin aglout di yaki.
Vote for one.
Two.
Kisitaglanin mi tapat.
Isipak nun. I don't know. Dwight and Wendell and Pauline Bartap go taekdot.
Go ahead, Nick.
Ready? Okay. Levi Cleveland. Dwight Arnold. Pauline Barr. Levi Cleveland. Pauline Barr. Levi Cleveland. Levi Cleveland. Alice Smith. Percy Jackson, Alice Smith. Percy Jackson, Truman Cleveland. May Bernhardt, Dwight Arnold. Dwight Arnold, Truman Cleveland. Truman Cleveland. Levi Cleveland, Truman Cleveland. Pauline Barr, Dwight Arnold. May Bernhardt, Levi Cleveland. Ta-da.
Someone vote one.
Levi, Truman Luke, Dwight Arnold Luke. Tabuma, Kumi, Muka, Sigalora, Umuya, Tarim, Miko,
So Levi and Dwight, okay, alternate?
Levi Cleveland and Dwight Arnold.
Levi Levi Cleveland and Dwight Arnold.
Then it could be Ronnie Bass, you want to be so?
Alternate ngunak to kagla, upa, Tapcoat, Cebul Lake. Pilgu, pilgu isang nitpaknik.
Kisem.
Simik sangit nyik. Nanat kudlune, tegi si balukat, delegit kundugu nanat kudne. Da, na pikpatrung, na kuna yakmek.
Malu huni takuitu, huni huni nanatukni.
Yeah.
Isumatuklunutu, takuru, yakatirna. Ilokani no lakani, kuni lokani, tangi sama susu.
Alternate senior, alternate.
Alternate senior walak. Kisuk misama pinang, Levi Cleveland and.
Dwight Arnold.
Dwight Arnold. Yeah. Dwight, ilakati kata lagi. Alternate.
Ikata yuminyasek patakse.
Ikata nalek yuminyasek pankiserik, nakai lokati.
I see sir, Google hunting and you just aren't there, but you're not correct.
So now we have been with for a year. Been around, cut to you, we see when you're a big tavern there, and any party meet on that. We keep a buckling, been around, see when you're a big tavern there, and anything else.
None of me. Emma, support can I give you some again?
Open rapok, se wonder if she took the.
Alternate sector, mommy. Double morning, tell it, damn it, can I really talk? I think the morning, we'll listen to public health nurse, Ruth Storm.
Ruth Storm, pisuk kalok tony, tabruma inang yang negara sabak tinggi pelugu.
Oh, ya ada.
Violet Draper.
Violet Draper. I'm Violet Draper, I'm not Ruth Storm. Ruth is the public health program manager, and she couldn't be here, so I got to know. So I'm really glad to be here, and I wish you invited me. I've been in this region since September of 92, and I've done several things while working for the newly. I started out in the community health aid program and worked with such people as Pauline and Ray, and got to know them, and then I switched over and worked in trying to start the personal care program, or trying to work with the folks starting that. I don't know if you may have heard about that. And I did that for about a year, and now I'm doing public health nursing and pulling away a little bit from the personal care clinic program. I'm not from here. I'm originally from Illinois. I haven't got an accent, though, like Ruth Storm. If you've heard Ruth Storm, she's got the southern accent, and I don't have that not so bad. But I am really impressed with what they're trying to do. Hannah tried to give me an overview of what this organization does on the way up here, and I think what you're doing is certainly something that's going to be valuable, is valuable. Trying to set an example for your young folks and the folks that follow you is no different than some of your impact values are very admirable and very
good. The same values
that we all have and that we all want to have, and it's just being able to live by. things you said in the meeting I haven't understood because I don't speak your language. But the song that you sang, How Great Thou Art, cuts across all barriers, doesn't it? We can all get something, an inspiration from that kind of song. And I enjoyed that very much, enjoyed all the singing that you had. The reason that I was invited was to not tell you about myself so much, although I wanted to kind of let you know a little bit about me. I'm just the same as everybody else. Some of you were interested in the disease of TB. And so primary thing I'm going to talk about is TB. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it is, how we diagnose it, how it's treated, and the prevention of it. I want to say just a few things about how many cases there are in the state in this region. Then I'm going to mention just briefly what public health nursing and what we do. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what can we do to stay healthy and how can we help others to stay healthy. And I think those are issues and those are things that we're all interested in and all certainly want to know a little bit about. So to start off with, TB is a disease that gets primarily in the lung, although it can get in other parts of your body as well, but primarily it gets in the lungs, and it's spread in the air. And so everything I'm going to say today, try to think about that. If you want to prevent it, if you want to keep from spreading it, if you don't want to get it, whatever, you just realize that it's spread in the air. And the way it's spread is somebody else has it and coughs or sneezes. And that's how it's spread. And so I guess if you want to prevent it, the way you do is stay away from people that are coughing and sneezing that might have TB that you might not know about. Of course, we cough and sneeze all the time and we don't have TB, do we? But if you think somebody might have it, let's stay away from them. And the way you get it is you just breathe it in. It just goes into your nose and right to your lungs, and that's how you get it. The reason we don't get it, why don't we all have it then? You know, you might ask that. That we have a system in our body that we call the immune system, and it works to fight that off. We would all be sick all the time if it wasn't for our immune system, because there's all kinds of germs and all kinds of bugs right in this room that we would get, but we're really strong in that we have an immune system that fights things off. What happens with TB is that when it gets into your lungs, the immune system acts to trap it, and it builds a body of fiber around it and holds it right there so that it can't spread through the rest of your body. If somebody has coughed or sneezed that has TB and it's entered your body and it goes into your lungs, in about 2 weeks, your body starts to build up antibodies, it's called, to that, and so it, in normal cases, it screens it off, and you don't get the disease. You don't get TB because your immune system is good, but you will show, if we do a test on your eye, you know, the little test you have, that'll be positive. And that will show that you have had the disease enter your body, and your immune system is fighting it off. Or else it will show that you have TB, either one. It could be either one. When you have a positive TB test, that's what it means. That somehow or another, the disease has gotten into your body and you've fought it off. And that test shows that. If you've ever had a positive TB test, the chances are good you'll always have a positive because your body recognizes that germ always. And that's what the TB test is. It's a little bit of that put onto your skin so that you can react against it. Your body will say, wait, I don't want that on my body. So I'm going to make a big red bump there. That's what it is. Usually after you've had a positive TB test on your arm, you shouldn't have another TB test. Just tell the person who's going to do it, don't do that, I've already had a positive one. Because you know it's going to be positive. There's no doubt about it. And so in that case, they'll ask you some questions and they might send you for a chest x-ray to determine if you have TB. Okay? Now, if then you can spread it. Then you're said to have active TB. If you develop symptoms, if you get sick, you'll know that you've got it. It's not something like cancer that you might not know for a year or two. You'll know that you have TB. What will happen? What will you do?
Great God.
Gamble had four, and our entire region had less than 5 active cases last year. So that's pretty good, I think. So ways to cut down on this then. One good way is to ventilate with fresh air. Not just an exhaust fan to keep circulating the same air, but fresh air coming in from the outside and blowing air to the outside. Coming in and going out. So if you could crack one window in one part of your house and crack it in another part of the house so it could sweep through, that would help. Again, the best thing is early diagnosis followed by drug treatment. And most important, and what I would say to any of you that are going to be around, some of you I've heard you talk are going to the conference, the, what's it called, the Circumpolar, it's really important because you'll have people there in places where they don't watch TV as close as we do, and they don't have the same way to that we do in the United States. So be sure and watch it real close there. If you're one of the people that's going, just be sure you're in real good shape before you go, and take a box of Kleenex. And so if you're around somebody that you don't know is coughing and sneezing, it's okay to cover your own mouth with the tissue. You can't, you know, they might get mad if I cover her mouth, but I can cover my mouth and keep her germs from entering my lungs. And so that might be a thing to mention to you. Try to stay where there's some ventilation if you can. So if there are germs in the air, get people to the outside. Now, then other things, what do I mean when I say keep yourself as healthy as possible? How many of you consider yourself healthy, really? Raise your hand. Do you consider yourself? If I weren't so fat, I would be healthy. But I'm too fat, so I'm not as healthy as I should be. Do you consider yourself healthy? Yeah. Plenty of fresh air and exercise is important. Nobody raised their hand, so we've got a bunch of sick folks here. I'm the only one that raised my hand. but we do need plenty of fresh air and exercise. And I just absolutely, I guess I'm lazy, but I just hate exercise for the sake of exercise. I love to walk, but to just go exercise someplace, it just doesn't do anything for me. Maybe you're not like that. I'd rather do things that I enjoy doing and get my exercise that way. And my husband's got one of these ski machines. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Don't ever get one. They're awful. They just wear you out, and they're mean to you, really. They really don't. Nutritious food is another thing to stay healthy. And as I said, you know, I get plenty of that. One of the most important things that I think helps us stay healthy, again, I've talked about your body. I said how much you eat. For exercise, and I should mention sleep, that's important too. It's really important for us as we get older, and I'm an elder, as we get older, it's really important that we keep our minds active, you know? And it's real easy to fall into you've heard the term couch potato, haven't you? Where you just want to lay on the couch and watch TV. But that doesn't do much to keep your mind active and keep your mind going. So whenever you guys get together like this and you meet and you talk, that's keeping your mind active. And I think that's a healthy thing for us to do. Do things that challenge you, that keep you always thinking about something new that you might do, or something interesting that you might do, or something exciting that you might do. Travel a little bit. You know, go someplace. Keep your mind active. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do as we get older. Cut down on the use of alcohol and tobacco helps everybody stay healthier. One of the things I've seen you do here today is also really important, and that's laugh and have fun. I think that that's really important too. An active mind and laugh and have fun. Although I didn't know what you were laughing at a lot of times, it was good to see you laugh. I was glad to see that. And I laughed with you. Staying healthy is what I'm talking about now. So be interested in things outside yourself is important. And to help others. I can see you guys doing all of those things. There's another side to us besides our body and our mind, and that's our spiritual side. And I was glad to see that you're getting on that here too. You had some music, you had prayer, and I think that watching our spiritual side and keeping it in tune with a higher being is really important to stay healthy. Take care of your health. I don't mean run to the doctor every day. The doctor, you know, can't save you. They can just treat you. They can't save you. So you have to save yourself. But if you have an illness, you might need to have it treated. I mean, it'd be foolish for me to say you don't need to go to a doctor to run it to do. So take care of your health. Take care of your illnesses. I think that any woman over the age of 55, and the doctors are saying now 35, I think you need a yearly mammogram. I think that's just one of the preventing things you do. Women and men both need a regular physical exam when you get over 55 or 50. Need a yearly scan. And how can we help others to stay healthy? You've got to think of that already. You're doing that. It's set an example, isn't it? Set a good example for them. Use your influence on family members and friends. And even though you think they might not listen to you, you get that idea sometimes, you know, what to say, they don't hear you. I mean, can a parent just have that, would join you in that, and that's probably true, but they might listen to that. But encourage them to develop healthy lifestyles and so on. The last thing I wanted to mention to you and let you chat with me about is what is public health nursing doing in this region? Well, I'm just beginning to find out. Ruth Storms is the program manager, and she has many, many years of experience as a public health nurse. And we're really fortunate, I think, to have her in this region. She has like 26 years experience as a public health nurse. And she has really done a lot to bring the program together and get us out into the villages and get us to serving people, which is what we're all about. Three other nurses are there, and I'm one of them. And one works in Cotton View, and that's me, with the clinic. And I also get to go to the villages sometimes for school screenings and for things like this. The two other public health nurses travel to all the villages, and their work is centered around, they do immunizations and infectious diseases, well, child exams, and school screenings. All of us are involved in health education and health promotion. And we work closely with community companies and that's been my biggest advantage over some of the other people I have worked with community companies first. The only other thing I have to say is that Manelik is health education is having a fair here in Catalina next Tuesday, I think, the 24th. So that would be a good time for people to check for your blood sugar or whatever they do with the health fair. I know that was brief, but I'm open for questions if you have any questions and answers. I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a lot of good, not only for yourself, but for others. And so I encourage you to keep that up. I commend you for what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job up here. Do you have any questions for me or comments?
We were at the planning over there, they haven't really mentioned about this, but to my knowledge, I really come to thought of it myself, and knowing there's something going on over on that site, and I wanted to bring it up to these elders. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice to have a help from the nurses down there, or whoever see if we can, whoever is going over can have TB tests, or those who have it better not come to know me. that's what my thinking causes it to be spread out.
You mean from other countries? If they're coming in?
From the other countries. So, because it's spread out, you can stop us up. It won't be any good. We'll bring this TV to our region.
Is
so
there any way
they
can
really check their own region too?
So you have to do that? Could you request that?
That's my thinking. I don't
anybody who's going for planning to know should bring it up over there. There'll be maybe planners from villages too. Maybe from Salunga.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah, that's the only way you can make them know.
Have you got any?
You don't want to hurt people's feelings. Still, it's something that has to be done. Really, how to approach it, I just can't find the way to do it. But let's use me for an example. I'm the kind that don't get sick very often, but then I got real sick here before Christmas. I got tired the other day. I got sick on the 18th of December. I haven't gone back to work. And I got bronchitis. I was in pain, but I was coughing. You don't have to get anything if you don't want to, but my chest sounded like an accordion. You could hear it from very far. It was scary, and there were times when I, you know, when it really bothered me. Maybe I was just, maybe it was often very good in my head. But I have had TB, and I found the office and told them that I'm going to go in and get a chest x-ray before I go back to work, because I've been working with kids and stuff, and that's to protect the kids who love and keep them out, and to protect me. Then this meeting came along, and I called him again. I said, there's no sense in me going in now, because I'm going to that meeting, and at the same time, I'll get a chest x-ray and all this stuff that I really want to do with him at the hospital, so on my way back. I'm going to do it. I feel good now, all right? And, but still, I thought maybe this would kind of make a good example and make people think twice. And really, when it comes right down to the bottom line, that's something that we should think of. Because my health is my health, your health is yours. Who can help your health? Nobody but you. Me, I got to take care of myself, okay? So that's the best thing that we can do is see that you don't have some kind of disease that you'll spread to other people before you go to keep doing. Go back to work after you're sick. So I'm using myself as a what?
That's something I didn't mention too. The folks that I told you about where it entered your body and their immune system blocked it off, they might not get sick for many years. And then when they're older, that may break loose and they'll get active TB from that.
Have you got any planning for screening for drug users?
I'm sorry.
Have you got any planning to screening about the drug users?
You mean before the conference? Or just now?
Anytime.
Anytime. You can be screened anytime. Go to your clinic. They can screen you.
Screening? For drug users?
They do in Salu.
Oh,
if you could do it, you could.
Yeah, if you can't take a test, they've got a questionnaire they ask you questions. And you can, we recommend a TB test every year too, by the way.
I was thinking about teachers that I always hear about, they use drugs. Two, marijuana?
Drug screening is what he's
called. Oh, drug screening. Oh. Well, McNeely, I'm not up on this exactly, but I think they've adopted a policy on drug screening for their employees. But we don't do drug screening. Just in the general sense. How long did it take?
I think the school board.
Anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Many more can be made at the supper.
So we move on.
Oh, yeah, good.
Ma'am, I have a question. You probably discussed this while I was gone. AIDS is new to us. And we hear about it, and it sounds terrible. And in our region, should we be concerned about it, or what?
Yes, yes. Mm. In spite of what you've heard, you know, AIDS is spread usually through the blood or through some kind of body fluids. And it's usually, you know, if a person has gone to Anchorage site and has been promiscuous, has slept with people, they could contract AIDS and contract the HIV virus. And when they do and come back to the village, then they could spread it right in the village, and that's probably how it will be spread here. Or if you have somebody that uses drugs and injects them into the veins, and they might not use a clean needle. If they use needles from somebody else, that's a real good way to get it. So, yes, I think you should be concerned. I don't know of any cases in this region at this time of AIDS. Public health nursing does the screening for that. They do a blood test, they'll draw your blood and send it off, and it'll be looked at and see if you have developed anything against, it's again looking for antibodies, to see if you've developed anything against the HIV. And then HIV is a virus that grows into AIDS. You may have HIV infection and not have AIDS. Okay, and it may go for several years before you develop AIDS, but you eventually will. And I think you should be concerned about it.
Are our school children being taught these things about AIDS?
Rachel, I can't answer that. Mm. I don't know. They should be if they have a sex education program in the school. I don't know. Do your high schools have sex education?
I don't know. I haven't checked it.
That'd be something be worth checking into. Again, I heard you mention a while ago that there was concern over the use of condoms as a method of birth control. And I think that you need to also consider that that's one of the best measures against spread of HIV, too. It's not just birth control, but it's HIV. So I don't know what age people.
There's no medicine or cure for AIDS, or is it?
They've got medicines, they've got one or two drugs that slow it down, but they don't stop it. It's a terrible thing. It started, and once it develops into AIDS, or the full-blown disease, the person may live as much as 6 years, but as far as we know, they're going to. Usually it affects younger folks, for one thing. Not that we want it either, but that's usually who it affects. So it's really spreading in the younger generation. And some of them don't even know it. Some of them don't know it.
principal in Kotzebue Elementary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That principal or...
Oh. Ti bigun sulibo bon umona. Tu sita ke mati bernip yugi tu rang nakut. Unnenya ko anermet yupi tamama ko ti ti bigun tu rang nakut. Saint Lawrence Island Solina Gamble and Sabunga Tatap Cook Koguga Planning Committee Yo Naktok Tamna bring up Paul Michuariga on a Yaktomara. Ti Birmana Nun Nira Lapertok Nun Nira Lapertok Konagira Xoroktok Tamna Tatan bring up Paul Sinjaitik. Ariga. Ini sulite tabru mono kok sakalau. Lau gue bising tamna bring up pak patku planning kami di nun. Bisa laksa kecil kita kira. Ya, terap bring up pak senjara kok. Ariga. Kop kak tanah mik.
Ah.
Hana.
Aki tamna
Upami ICC tamna unga bagalok nagu tamna si bunda kaya ikut upa untuk kanat katima kara tak mata emane Elders Conference tak kara tak kapta nulak bikana emir bekaktok temane ate sinyilo telecot nalun neribut untuk kanat Olak ni kakap deh. Apik suk tak suwi jasin. Sinyilo tak lak besi. Tutkika lak besi. Na apik suk ap tiring. Uka ungit ka lak haming. Uka aksirut. Imek tod nguka glan. Sinyik ti lay yuj. Apik suk tuksa kap tiring. Asi temo uko te aksip yuta. Samanin nulak wing mi. Imek wika hoting. Temane untuk kanabut menurut saya luang itu temasi sejak kemarin ketimbang ya tak seperti tak nampaknya mata umum nak reaksi tak mikut nular mik ubah kanuk tamna sebagai yuktigu recommend dagotoning pigupta no mamun kanukli isim matigin na yak pising.
I think that's the strongest you can make it out. That's the strongest you can make it. You can't very well tell them. Orders that are not should be brought up.
I am living with we that couldn't make Ang Makpo Raoul. That need Chakpada, Kadimayak dot, Ilokating, Pirahan nominated. Emiloudon Mako, the lucky lifting on Ning, Ismaga Yuminated. The commander of Pova, I want it, go by Mako. Mulai menaik dan luar akan luik pinjam minyak pada hari angun ayak tok.
Apa kami buat di semai buat wana kerja tarumun kaki majak tak kapte mengulur yang metau tunggal lah kerja. Tak metau kena pinjam tu yang mai buat tak.
Ya, mai biru mat nado.
Menaik tak kau tinggal ni pinjam pada sungai jejak. Sulit kau nak kaya gitu?
Isit kau nak kaya gitu? Mama yang ada gitu tak kena melalui.
Amin. Kau nak kaya gitu? Kau nak gitu?
Ya.
Tak nak cuk. Kau nak kaya gitu? Tamatanga police house and you.
Rakamandala order be yuktariga.
Rakamandala order be yuktana group. Tamatanga on a chop, tanga. You know, pitchu, I mean, kind of free up from me, pit yoga. It is a matter of song, I chop.
Auditje.
Only 5 days, I was a semi-clearly now, see you at the man.
The police medic higher lavish knowledge.
Police McKinnon, the phone of Magland Rupert.
It never said it, kind of a thing, Utokanat, Isimanic Simmer Road, Ukinic Simmer Road, at the next song, never said it.
I think it's a good thing. Masalah aktif tu makin terjaga di Indonesia. Kau itu kena ni, apik batilut di perusahaan kita sukun terkena. Abu muda miba.
Nampak kena aktor juga. Aglak terop tigo nak kuna yaktok.
Karena awas yang itu ni baru dikuat malik sangat.
For 5 days.
Simon, recommend Dakota. I mean, to what time? You got a time, or should we just say shorten them, or should we give a time, or?
Shorten the time it now we can do be up there going on a yak to come
out. 5 days.
Rachel, make a walk left to shoot. A look at you.
No, what is on a talk? We can allow this. She would need that to find a yak.
No, but a look at a single lorriga. Black or nothing, ellipse, canoe. At lang oktaw kupsing, at lang oktaw lu.
Hari ka mo ka? Eh, saan na pili siya nakso ka? Ya.
Yung isa ako, yung isa
ako. Can you go like the big man?
tamna suli nalu kanagaliu piyupti wadi angone yakta ona tb likti un makununa tatna chimik nalu kane chamik piyigit agi ye chimik tara di angone yakta ko
ya ha
ya
Lisi
magai. Ya. Kalau kita nak tahu kunu kita nak nak lagi nak lain. Lisi jaga lana wako. Takut dia mac tak
kita kami tu lisi magai cuma. Kami
lagi lagu. Lagi lagu eh.
Nama ni Lucy, translator.
Tak kau kalau kau nak Rachel ngom agak lagi, kibik kau lu, awal sange sing kau lu barat.
Iya kita.
Planning kami di dua tamna punya jagat.
Dah.
Eh, ke? Iya kita.
Two resolutions, right?
Yeah. Yeah, good, Rachel. Tap Ramona did it, Panay Gitut. I think, truly, in your bed, Elite Crusade Awards for 1995. Sama award dark Samigut of Panan, Nalunaranya Yaligitusit Aruna. Sawan yang gelan, tamna tamna sebab nak kaktu atau jemik, untuk panamik, kerumik kayu tau ramik, kayu tau maga kundi piramik, abad dark samik, lalu naga caga gatiut, tamna wan lalu kena ikan, hari ngangun ayak tuk, itu kena ayak wiksa soruk, abad jauh diksak temnya. Mark me, God, let me talk about the road, Lisa Magazine, with the panamic, Timmy Day, Naluna and Yapazi. Kelamit lurak penyayak paluk diut. Aglal lalu tak award dia rek aku kuat teknik.
Mr. Chairman. Oh,
no, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I are ilangit submitan lalu pin upan lalu pangat silang yang dapipi ilimit ni.
Wau tu kau pun nak show tau galak tu ni, tak nama allah ni map lu ni.
Okay, alright.
Allah organisation award day yang betul award day su kami, yang mik. Wau lila gunu wanit tu.
chairman mangali kumati yoba e pavak tan ke yo lota hota wane angal lota o butalo pige surak na tikju ti sulle dan na ka ro pa bik il biliwa kumati pitablu mo kole sembe yak ka kanu e kumabut Jadi ini sebab ini karena aku lihat rumah kan warga. Ini kerongnya tuh.
Award dan itu putar. Apa itu lagi ya? Award tak jadi.
Di pelukuru. Isimatik shop sinik I think it's a good idea but I want you to really think about it nung ichar khagun tabrumuna naga ilawun tabrumuna naga kha Sabangagun in your bed illit posetigun over 88 million 92 million Benik Simagaloktuk Tapkok Tatnin Nesa Sule Sabaksiman Kagun Naga Nalukineja Pernu Piyuku Naku Lukayak Baluktuk
Nungichal Hau Temenu Temenu Mawotero 40 years, that many years, the work talk, then the whole clip limit. When we got sauna, I told them to do it, now it's pretty good. The work law time, I don't know.
And the lama group is a good thing, I'm cool. But you say, talk to them.
Hanuguna, the work stuff, I cannot plan, not to make, I cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inyuk ing minyak pirok sorok.